ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This week, 150 years ago, one of art history's most popular movements began. A small independent art exhibition opened in Paris, showing works from Monet, Sisley, and Renoir on the bill. This exhibition led to what we now know to be the Impressionism movement. RN Breakfast producer Kimberly Price has been looking into the Impressionist era and joins me this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Take us back to Paris, April 1874.
So, cast your mind back, if you can, to the top floor of number 35, Boulevard des Capucines. About 170 works of art were gathered for premiere exposition. It was hosted by the Société Anonyme des Artistes, Peintre, Sculpteur et Graveur, which means the Anonymous Society of Artists, Painters and Engravers. The society was made up of about 30 artists, and they included Claude Monet, Edgar Degas, Alfred Sisley and Pierre-Auguste Renoir. What united these artists, far more than their style, was a desire to change the art scene. I spoke to Sasha Grishin, a professor at the Australian National University, about how Premier Exposition came to be.
It was basically by a group of artists who had difficulty in being accepted into the official salon exhibitions. And salon exhibitions were huge, and that's where virtually all contemporary art was shown, that it was a juried exhibition. In other words, you went through a fairly conservative selection process, and a lot of the younger artists felt they weren't getting in. So basically, Claude Monet and a group of other artists thought, well, why don't we organise our own exhibition? And we then can have total control over it. And essentially, that's exactly what they did.
Premier Exposition ran for 31 days and only around 3,500 people attended. And that wasn't much back in those days. And there was a lot of criticism of the exhibition. But in the eyes of the artists, it was a success. And throughout their careers, they presented another seven such exhibitions together.
So, Kim, how was what we know today as Impressionism then born?
So the art scene in Paris at the time was radically changing. The accepted art was neoclassical, so think of those detailed portraits that often reference the gods and war scenes. Realism was also emerging, and that movement focused on everyday life but was still very detailed. Professor Grishin explains that visitors to Premier Exposition thought that the Impressionist work was incomplete.
These are the really sketches. These are not complete paintings. And in some ways, there was, you know, truth to that criticism, whereas a lot of art was incredibly polished. They sort of had these wonderful finished surfaces. These paintings were rather rough. They were quickly done. They were normally of a smaller scale. And so this whole idea of an alternative way of producing art and exhibiting art, that they probably were the two most significant things about the first Impressionist exhibition in 1874.
But the name Impressionism itself was really an accident, and that came through the famous Claude Monet. Here's Professor Grishin again.
Monet initially titled the painting simply Sunrise. Very few people realised that, and was actually the person who was composing the catalogue said, gosh, mate, your titles are pretty boring. He said, all right, called Impression Sunrise. And that's how the word impression got put into it. And subsequently, we got this name Impressionism growing from that.
One of the critics who attended the exhibition was called Louis Leroy, and he wrote for a satirical magazine. He reviewed the exhibition of the Impressionists and mocked their style, and he got that name as a takeoff of Monet's work.
So how many people study and love Impressionism today? How did it gain notoriety like it has?
Well, it's quite a transformation thinking about Premier Exposition, and it was largely rejected. But within the next 52 years of Claude Monet's life, he became one of the world's most revered artists. Professor Grishin believes the negativity of Premier Exhibition largely came down to the fact Impressionism was a new idea, but it continues to resonate because it simply enjoyed a lot of different audiences.
Well, Impressionism is an evergreen favourite. It's easy on the eye and easy on the mind. It's not an art form like, for example, conceptual art or even some forms of cubism, where there's quite a high threshold to actually enter the art. Impressionism, you look at it and just surrender to the senses and you can be seduced by it. And I think it's this sort of accessibility of Impressionism that makes it so popular.
Really interesting. Thank you very much, Kim. And speaking in that report was Sasha Grinsham. And of course, that's RN Breakfast producer Kimberly Price there. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.